Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Mark Norman, along with my co-founder of the International Wine Professionals Network, Bob Lipinski. Bob, say hi to everybody. Again, I've got to remember, we've got a little thing. They put you on mute. Bob, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully you're having a great day today because we are at the International Wine Professionals.
For all those, the handful of people who heard the show almost 4 weeks ago, we recorded an early version. We decided to redo it for a number of reasons, but today's episode is really going to focus on why we created the International Wine Professional Network to begin with, give you some insights into our visions and what have you. Again, my name is Mark Norman. I'm an international wine marketer. I've been involved with the wine business for almost a decade now and do a lot with social media and promotion of wines and wine causes on the internet and various social media networks. Bob, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, Mark, I'm the author of 10 books on alcoholic beverages and food, and I write several columns in addition to a blog on my website, boblipinski.com. As a professional speaker, I've given hundreds of presentations to businesses worldwide. I even taught the executive staff at the White House in Washington, D.C., how to pair wine with food, proper wine service, and sensory evaluation. It was a pretty interesting, fun experience, which I'll always remember. In addition, I'm a certified sommelier through the Court of Master Sommeliers and have been on television and radio shows throughout the years. And finally, I've held executive level sales, training, and education positions in the wine and spirit industry, as well as a college professor of management and marketing and a visiting professor at the Culinary Institute of America up in Hyde Park, New York. So it's been fun, and I've enjoyed my ride so far.
Well, I'm sure that the ride that we have going forward will be even better. Originally, what I'd like to share with our audience was the vision for IWPN, the International Wine Professional Network. You'll hear the shorter version quite frequently when we promote, but IWPN was in part, the concept came as a substitute for what was happening at LinkedIn. There are so many millions of wine professionals and wine industry people who are on LinkedIn who are losing their voice. The opportunity to communicate was really being taken away. And that was the motivation originally for starting IWPN. But as we got involved and found the right software, we could see that there is so much more that we can do, that we can help wine businesses discover new business opportunities, to communicate in a way that they could never do before. Some of the other monster networks that are out there, you post something, and according to the experts, only about 8% of the people that you're connected to actually see those posts. So there are a lot of wine businesses who are putting great effort into trying to communicate not only with the trade itself, but also with wine lovers. And the success of that effort is not very great. So we feel that IWPN could be and will be a tremendous opportunity to bring the people who make wine, sell wine, together with the people who love wine, drink it, and buy it. So in large part, this is the motivation behind why IWPN exists and why we're already in about 10 weeks grown to well over 1,000 members. We're about to pass 1,000 active members. Bob, let me ask you a question. Can you share with the audience your thoughts on, you know, your vision for IWPN?
Thanks, Mark. I view the IWPN, or International Wine Professionals Network, as a clearinghouse, so to speak, of the latest information, trends about beverages and food worldwide, along with travel and leisure. A place where both individuals and businesses can have virtual meetings, specialized groups from around the world can have dialogues and share common goals. And that's important, in common goals or commonalities, because we have winemakers in Romania and we have winemakers in California. Isn't it a great opportunity for both of them to share different techniques or different trends, what they're doing with winemaking or perhaps grape growing or different yeasts? So we also have quite a bit of videos available and podcasts. I think we have probably as many as 20 or 25 videos and many, many podcasts, in addition to the latest news. And on our site at this moment, we have about 375 news articles, and they cover categories such as wine and spirits and beer and food, some very tactical things, in addition to forums where our group members have an opportunity to post their thoughts into a discussion forum. And it's a great opportunity. Even my vision is eventually someday we can even find time to invite members for a field trip to a remote vineyard location.
That would be fantastic. Count me in, Bob. One of the things that we want to reach out to people and help them understand is why people, professionals, should join IWPN, International Wine Professional Network. If you go to LinkedIn, that's a great place, a great site if you need to find a job, if you want to connect with people outside of your industry. But if you're a professional and want to communicate, the ability to join in the conversations has been greatly restricted. If you're a wine lover and go to the many, many groups on Facebook, we have our own wine gourmet community, which is well over 1,600 members on Facebook. But one of the struggles is that there are people coming in who spam, who post things that are highly inappropriate. The controls just aren't there. We will maintain control very, very closely to keep the discussions and the posts very professional, very wine and spirits and gourmet food focused. So one of the things that we would say to either wine passionate people or a wine professional is that you should come visit our site. Come explore. You don't have to join right away. You can be there as a visitor. When you decide it's the right place for you to get involved with, our community is simple to join, and we would love to have you. Bob, why don't you tell the audience what you see the site being, you know, how it's unique and how wine professionals can gain value from a platform like this.
Thanks, Mark. The International Wine Professionals, I believe, provides a unique opportunity of meeting and communicating with like-minded professionals. And one of the things I find is in a comfortable setting of sharing common interests and goals, devoid of outside scrutiny, unlike certain social media sites where everything you're saying, everything you're writing is being scrutinized by a third party. Here it's strictly chat among our members and among our friends. We have even have some of the our members who have ads for their services. So it's a nice community where there's no pressure to do anything. It's just come in, walk around, look around, see what's happening for that day, maybe share some of your thoughts, see what other people are posting from around the world. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to join, because this organization and this site is like no other site, to my knowledge. I've been on the website for many, many days, and I go on many other websites, and I cannot see any other site on the internet which is similar to ours. So if that is not a reason to join, I can't think of a reason. Mark?
Great thoughts. We're keeping this first show fairly short. I'm going to answer one more question, then Bob will. But the future of IWPN, the International Wine Professional Network, is going to expand greatly beyond what you're seeing today. The software that we decided to choose is a group out of Australia who is starting to work closely with us and already providing specialized upgrades to us. We see the future of IWPN, including not only individual profiles, but also business profiles that can be a springboard to finding new business opportunities. What you see today and what you'll see from a year from today will be very different, because we are continuing to expand options and continue to expand the number of groups. And as more and more people come join, the conversations will become more complete, more involved. So the future for IWPN is unlimited. With a last question for Bob, before we wrap up, how do you see IWPN fitting into the future, into the changing world of wine?
Well, Mark, piggybacking on what you said a few minutes ago, I believe we will set the standard of being the most professional organization of like-minded individuals worldwide. And certainly it's worldwide. We have members not only in the U.S., but all over Europe. We have South America, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Romania, and even from some Asian countries. So our members want to communicate with others and work towards common goals, certain commonalities, which we have the ability to link people or bring people together through the sharing of information, whether it be chat rooms, forums, specialized groups, just news, videos, ads, and so forth. It's this unique community which is building very nicely. And I can see, I like to look back a year from now and just take a look and see where we've come. Because in the short 2+ months, we have an excess of 1,000 plus members. And I think that's just absolutely remarkable. And so that's my thought as far as the future changing, Mark. Back to you.
To wrap up, as we said, we're going to keep this first show brief. And what I would love to do is to invite everybody who shares wine passion, and there are millions of you out there, to come visit. Our URL, our website address is www.internationalwineprofessionals.net. Please come join us and come experience the future of wine communication and wine business opportunities. Bob, thank you very much for co-hosting this show with me. I look forward to our next show, which we will announce shortly. Have a great day. Bye.